Hello, this is an ethnographic podcast titled The Life as a Parkland Pathways Student.
We interviewed four females who are currently in the Parkland Pathways program.
We asked questions related to their experiences within the program, and these are our findings.
How do you handle, like, working with both institutions?
That's a kind of a hard question, mainly just because it's not really something you need to handle, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for example, if you work while also going to school, it's sort of like you have your work life and then your school life. Mm-hmm. You keep it separate. It's kind of like that. I have my, like, U of I life, mm-hmm. and I have my Parkland life. Like, I have friends from Parkland who I hang out with, and then I have clubs that I go, like, University of Illinois-affiliated clubs that I go to. And a lot of my U of I friends actually don't know that I'm a Parkland Pathways student. They just, like, assume that I'm, like, full on U of I, and mm-hmm. I just kind of never really correct them.
It's, like, it's not that bad. The worst part is, like, the commute to both institutions, so I have to work my schedule around so that I have time to take the bus in order to get to Parkland and back to U of I.
I fortunately have a car, so it's easier for me to get around, so that really helps with the time management. So, I mean, it's a bit tricky, but I make it to my classes on time.
Would you, like, recommend this program to somebody else? Do you think it's, like, beneficial enough that
Yeah, definitely. It's helped me a lot, sort of, I guess, gain confidence in, mm-hmm. like, my studies, and then also build a social life, and then also just sort of ease into the whole university experience.
Yes, I would recommend this program to other students who are interested in going to the U of I, especially those students who are afraid of, like, the bigger classes. If they work better in smaller classes, I really recommend just going to Parkland for 2 years. Plus, it's way, way cheaper.
Since you live on campus, how did you adapt to it?
I adapt to the U of I campus really well. And the Parkland, before I usually drive, but now since I live on campus, I have to take the bus. So I have to, like, plan ahead and, like, you have to work both at both colleges.
It's a lot different compared to living at home with my parents. I have more responsibilities. Although I have a meal plan, I still have to, like, worry about laundry and just basically trying to be an adult.
Do you believe you have an advantage of meeting new people or making new friends because of this program?
I'd say no. I'd say it's about the same for anyone else. Because my experience with the FYE class was, like, there were people who already knew each other in it. Or my experience with Parkland Pathway students in general is it's not like, oh, we're a big community of people. It was more so like, oh, we're all individual students who just kind of want to get on with our college experience.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes. But that's just because, you know, anytime you're put into a place where there's, you know, new people and new surroundings, you have an advantage of meeting more people anyway.
Especially since I live on campus, most of my friends are U of I students, so I think that's a great benefit. I don't have that many friends at Parkland, so I guess through the program, if you are living on campus, I think you have more of a benefit to making friends.
Mm-hmm. I have more friends at U of I since I live there, and I'm closer to them because I see them more. At Parkland, I don't really have friends, but, like, you have, like classmates that are in the same class as you, but then, like, I don't really, like, study with them because it's, like, they live on this side of town, I live on the other side.
If you take a class at the U of I, can you describe how different it is compared to classes at Parkland?
Classes at U of I are more, there's a lot more students in the class, so it's not, you know, it's not so one-on-one, you know, like, you can't really, you don't have time to really go up to the teacher and ask personal questions, because, you know, there could be a whole bunch of kids doing that, versus at Parkland, you know, they're more willing to help you, and it's easier to access the professor?
U of I classes are bigger than Parkland, for sure. U of I, their lecture halls might be big, and then Parkland are just, like, a regular high school classroom, which the instructor, helps you more because it's a smaller classroom.
As we conclude our findings, we realize that there are similarities and differences between a Parkland Pathway student and a traditional student. While some students on the podcast have benefited from this program, a few others have felt that they have not benefited as much.